Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Well, yes, 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 we are back at it again. Welcome, my loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners. We have another heavy hitter tonight in the building, virtually, of course. I am your show host, executive producer, lifestyle and abundance coach, Kim Bullock-Hennig. Truly honored and excited for this next guest that's joining us tonight, my big sister, who's also a leadership trainer and facilitator, speaker and author. I want y'all to put your hands together for Alicia Houston. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been a minute, and I am so happy to be back.
Yes, girl. 2016, I think, was the last time.
Wow.
Because you came back from
okay.
The Total Woman Experience. We did some things.
Yes. It has been a minute, and it is just an honor to be here.
Oh, wow. You know, and I'm just really glad because Brown Sugar Radio, the format of the show, has truly changed. Originally, for those of you who've been following me for a while, you know, we started with celebrity gossip and all the hot, juicy topics with Hollywood. And then as I grew, I said, okay, my topics need to change. And I brought it back, and this time I'm no longer Brown Sugar, okay, but I'm Kim Bullock-Hennig. You know, you grow up, right, as you get older and mature. However, I wanted to keep the name Brown Sugar Radio because of the fact that it just represents making life sweeter. Okay, and so tonight, Alicia, you're going to help make life sweeter with the Miracle Mindset Masterclass. But before we get into, because you've also grown, you also have your
title
has advanced and you've matured since 2018, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so share with us, is a neuroleadership trainer and facilitator.
You got it. And, you know, I love how you started this from a space of where you were and where God has brought you and where he's yet to even bring you, because that's a part of the journey. That's a part of the trajectory. We should never remain the same. We were not to be here to remain the same. We should always evolve, and we should always be open to moving into the next dimension that God has for us. So I appreciate you saying that. And to answer your question, yes. So, you know, when we first started, I was still in a position in corporate, and I had just, you know, I was in leadership there, but I knew it was time to go, you know? And so now here we are these years later where, so let me be clear, I was not obedient when God told me to leave. So I'm just going to be transparent. And so what happened is God closed the door. And so in him closing the door, it allowed me to work through some things internally within myself where I needed some healing, and then step into that next dimension, just as you said, that God has for me, which is where I am currently. And I've still continued to grow. So for your listeners who don't know, I have a background in science. So I am a woman of STEM. And so I am a biologist by education. I was a co-founder of a biopharma company. That is the company I sold. And then I moved into executive leadership within that organization. And then when they thought my voice was no longer welcome at that table, they let me know and they let me go.
Okay.
That,
right.
You know, but that was my freedom. In that moment,
yes.
We don't realize it, but it is really your freedom papers. And so what that allowed me to do was to move into the space to just really tap into the spirit and hear where I was supposed to be. And so what I did is I went back into the realm of science, what I knew, what I loved, but I knew I wasn't going to be operating in the space of science that I had done in my undergrad, like working in a lab facility, you know, in a pharmaceutical company. I knew that's not what it was. So I dove into really understanding the brain. And I always, even when I had my biopharma company, I loved anything about the brain. So what I did is I dove headfirst into neuroscience. And and it's so funny because when we're open, God brings the provision to you. And so there was a program for me to go deeper within the realm of neuroscience and to become a certified ICF coach. And in that, I became an ICF coach, honed my skills there, and then took more courses later to become a master trainer. So I am proudly supporting organizations and leaders in the realm of organizational culture and development. So I deal with unconscious bias. I deal with diversity. I deal with emotional intelligence. I deal with the gamut of different ways that we can bring about inclusivity and psychological safety into organizations from the lens of the brain. And I love it. I love it. Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes.
That is so fascinating. And it was something you said. We were doing another masterclass one time, and I never forgot it. And I, it was kind of funny, but it was very, very real. And you were stating how we have to rest our brains because sleep is like washing the brain. It's like cleansing the brain. And so I always think of that. I'm like, so you're like, you better go to sleep because y'all need to wash y'all brain.
That's right.
And I said,
that's good.
Girl. And I never forgot that. I said, okay, I'm getting some sleep tonight.
Yeah.
My brain needs to get washed. You know what I mean? In a good way, you got to cleanse your brain. And I said, wow, speaking of the particles, I forgot the name. You used the scientific name of the little particles that cleanse your brain at night.
Clear cells.
Look at that. See that? See? That's the scientist in my friend. Y'all see that? She got it, honey. I said, whoa. She said, you got to wash your brain. Go sleep.
Yes. Go sleep.
And I was bad because I was working all the time. And you know it, we both, both in America and our business, I was burning both ends of the wick. And I was just not balancing my time properly. You know? I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I do. No, that's fine. That's fine. What I was going to say is just to bring it home for your listeners, you know, when you experience that brain fog, we've all had the brain fog, the where we can't quite find the words, where we can't quite find that sharpness. That comes from stress. That comes from burnout. That comes from just overworking the brain, and it comes from not enough sleep. Because if you can imagine, when you get a great night of sleep, you wake up fully refreshed, you feel alert, and you feel alive. And so, you know, when you don't get that, you begin to get the brain fog. When you're burning it, like you said, both candles at the end of that wick, you are overwhelmed. And the brain gets stressed out, it gets overwhelmed, and really it goes into a state of shutdown where you can't access the information as easily as you could before when it's from a rested brain.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah.
But I never forgot that. So
that's right. It's because that is when your brain is actually the most active, is when you sleep. So we think that when we're awake, our brain is the most active. No, you're actually able to access those chasms and cells within your brain of memory from your left and right hemispheres because you've allowed the brain to rest. So you're rested, and then it's been your brain has been washed, as you said, Kim, as you've been sleeping, and then you have access to the materials and information and synapses, and the dendrites are firing the way they need to. So you have access to the information that you're seeking within your brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
deep.
Powerful.
That is so
God's
deep.
Amazing.
It's tough. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I said, Lord, now if you could just take these fat cells out of my stomach, hallelujah. I'm like, ah, I'm getting it down.
Well, you're looking
fabulous. But man, this was. Honey.
Yes.
I'm telling
you. Looking fabulous.
Thank you, sis. You know what? It's
and
been
that was a mindset.
Journey.
Yes.
It was.
Kim, that, right. Yeah, right? Right.
It truly was.
Speak to
I
that.
I got tired
yeah, speak
of people
to that.
Asking me,
yes.
What did your baby do? Girl.
Yes.
And my baby's 14.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Right? Right? So you made a decision. You made a decision within your mind that you were going to take action. And you were going to do what it took to get to the desired result. So you made that decision, and then you took the small steps each day with every decision to make sure you obtain the desired result. And then as you saw results along the way, whether it was something fitting a little looser, whether it was more energy, whether it was less brain fog, those things create chemical reactions within the brain that deliver serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, which are feel-good hormones, and that helps you continue along the journey even when it gets challenging.
Mm.
Yes.
Right.
And that's how
yes.
you get the results. Yes.
That's right. I love it. I love it. And so with that said, sis, you know, being a neuroleadership trainer and facilitator, you're also a speaker. And for those of you who understand about the different types of speakers, okay, we have inspirational, motivational, transformational speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then informational. Which one would you say out of the four types of speakers, sis, are you?
I am a transformational speaker, but can I be very transparent? That came with time. I thought I was a transformational speaker before when I was really kind of an informational speaker. So I had to do some honing of my skill set, you know, going into the lab, I'll say, the speaker lab, and really, sharpening my own skill set to understand what it what transformation really looks like. What does that look like? Because I was giving information, but I was not creating transformation. So I had to learn what it was like. So being a transformational speaker, of course, we're going to also provide information because there's power in that information. But how but transformation, it becomes a verb, right? Transformation is there's a change. So I had to learn how to really bring about that change of mindset, that change of possibility. And so that's where really I began to experience, I'll say, a change even in my own environment when I really started to first invest in myself to get what I needed to really do the work that I knew I was here to do. And then I began
to see
a result in people differently as well. They were now getting the results that I was thinking I was giving them initially. But when I really became that transformational speaker, it then I saw the gap, right? And I was able to fill the gap with what was required to become that individual.
Oh, wow. How powerful that is. So you did the work, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you caught that. Let me actually open up the chat here. There we go. Okay. So she did the work on herself first. Then she was able to transform the lives of others. And I think that is such a key component to true success because for us to really be authentic, we got to walk the walk,
before we can truly execute and train others.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So many
yes.
of us want to be the teacher and be the leader and be up front and be a center, and you can't even relate with some of the things you're talking about. Well, that doesn't make you authentic.
That's
right?
So
you
real,
know,
Kim.
People
yes.
will raise an eyebrow at you, and I'm sorry, but we have very, very smart individuals in the world, and they can look at you and real recognize real. You hear that all the time. You
yes.
hear that quote. It's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
So,
yes.
or if you get up there, let me tell you something. I refuse to play with God's children. I'm just not going to do it. Okay. There is a higher calling on us when you're in a position of leadership. That's a huge
yes.
responsibility that he puts on us, a huge social and
yes.
spiritual responsibility that God has put upon us. And so what we choose to do with that leadership, we're going to be held accountable for that.
Yes, yes.
And if you're
yes,
up there
Kim.
And you're teaching something that you cannot genuinely relate, that's why I love you said, Kim, I had to go back and do the work on me first.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really, truly transform to be transformational.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I will tell you, he used that part of me being basically dismissed from the company I built to start that process. You know, because I, as many of us do, we snorkel instead of scuba diving. You know, because when you scuba
yes.
dive, you go deep. So we snorkel
yes.
on the surface. And I had no choice but to, if I was going to be all that I knew I was being called to, I
right
had
in.
No choice. I had to choose. And you know what else I stopped doing, Kim? I'm just going to keep it real. I stopped comparing my page one to other people's page 25.
Wow.
Yes. That's what I did. I had to, because if we, because comparison is a thief. And
yes,
it is.
Comparison
is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And,
yes.
and I truly believe that, because it just sucks the wind out of you when you compare. And there are so many, unfortunately, with this realm of social media that we're in, you know, it is just so easy to compare. And we compare in falsehoods as well, because we're comparing where we really are versus somebody else's highlights, right? They're not even their real story, like you in authenticity, and then we can feel some kind of way about ourselves. That's why I had to really learn how to run my own race. You know, we've heard that before,
yes.
but to really learn how to run my own race and to learn how to bet on me where I was, and it to improve me from the inside out. Yes. I had to learn it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And that's what true transformation is about, from the inside out. You want to transform on a cellular level.
Yes.
Because other than that, you're too shallow. You see what I'm saying? You got to go deep. You have to really do that inner work to truly see the manifestations of God. Nothing on the surface is going to work. That's just temporary. You're just looking good in front of the crowd with a surface change.
Yeah.
But you still, on the inside, got work to do.
Yes,
that's like repairing.
Yes.
Look. That's like cleaning the car on the outside, but the engine still need repairing. What that's going to do?
That's right.
You see what
and
I'm
you
saying?
Know what
you
else?
Can't drive the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is true is that when you are operating, when you are truly operating from the space of where God has you to be, there is evidence. There's evidence. And so I began to see evidence of just the different opportunities. I began to see doors opening and people putting my name in rooms that I had never entered into, me having opportunities that before those doors weren't even open for me. I wasn't even thought about. So that's when you know, even though it is challenging, even though it requires you to do work, because you are going to do work, it's going to cost you your time, your energy, your attention. You're going to do work. And it was in that work, in that process of refining myself, you know, and being led, that the evidence began to become apparent. And that's when I knew, yes, I am walking the walk that God has for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with that, walking the walk and wherever you started, right, because do you want to share as far as what your title was when we met in the beginning and how you transformed? Yeah.
So,
okay, I didn't know.
So let me tell
you wanted to go.
I don't even know if we even, girl, so even before that, when I was first, quote, starting, I was on a health journey. So I had gone to, I had gotten my title, my certification as a health coach from IIN. So when I very first started, I was a health coach, girl.
Wow.
Yes. You didn't even know that. And
but look.
Yes.
But look, look at how that still aligns, though, with science.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, go ahead, sis. I'm going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I love it. This is a conversation. So I was a health coach. And like you said, it's still relevant because there's still aspects of that because it's a holistic health, right? It's your full body, your mind, all of it. So it's relevant, but it wasn't just that lane of physical health. You know what I'm saying? Then
right.
Then I moved into kind of basically like a business coach, right? And that was not my lane. Because
you tried.
I was thinking like, oh, I had a successful business. Oh, no, business coach was not my thing because here's the truth. I had a successful brick and mortar. Moving into the digital space was very different, right? So that was different then. So I did not have the skills when people work. I was like, yeah, no, that's not my lane.
I know.
And,
right.
You know, but you got to do it
but
sometimes.
You recognize.
But I did, and you got to be honest about it, you know. So, yes, I have business acumen. I know a lot of things about business, but I'm going to leave that to people who really, that's what their mantle is. That's not my mantle, you know? And so then I moved into, I was a mentor, which there's still an aspect of that, you know, in what I do now, of course. But I can't even tell you my title, Kim, my love, what I was.
Right. Yeah.
Then,
you know what?
I can't even tell. I can't pinpoint it.
Go back to some of our old posts when we first started doing the mindset class about 4 years ago and see, because I can't even remember. I'm trying to think what was the name of it.
Yeah,
but
it's okay.
While I'm looking, listen. Too funny.
That's the example, I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
That's how we
share with us. So it really is. It truly is. Share with us, Alicia, you have a new upcoming exciting event. The prior one was called Transcend, which was phenomenal.
Yes.
The Lord spoke
with you,
and now you have Ethos.
Tell us
how that was birthed and what it's all about.
You got it. So when I was doing Transcend, you know, that was when I was really transcending personally. As I look back and as I sit with the lesson, right, and the truth of what God has revealed to me, that was me transcending because, let me be honest with you, I did not think I could speak to and really be with a very elite caliber of women. There was something in me, although I was that woman, I didn't see myself as that because I felt so defeated when I was invited to leave for my own company, right? Like, that really got me.
That's something.
And so I had to build something, you know? So God had to help me build something within myself, that there was a gumption, that there was a promise, and that I had to stand on that promise of that truth. And so that was a process. And so that was through Transcend. And I thought Transcend was going, you know, last year, the pandemic, so that was going to be year five, and that was going to be the end. So God had told me Transcend was complete, but I thought it was complete after year five. Now, you know, we had the pandemic, we're still in the pandemic, and it was wiped out. So I said, okay, well, now we're back into 2021. It's going to be Transcend. The Holy Spirit pumped the whole brakes on that and said, it's complete. The Holy Spirit told me it's over.
Wow.
It's done.
Wow.
Close it.
It's done.
You have, yes. And so I said, okay, well, what's next? Here's the thing. Right. I operated in full surrender for the creation of Ethos. God gave me the name. I was, listen, no lie, I was in the bathtub, and he said,
Ethos.
He gave me the name, Ethos.
And it's
Ethos
so unique.
Is,
yeah.
It is. And Ethos is really about, Ethos is about your community, the ethos that you're surrounded by. That's what it is, the community. It is the collaboration. And so that's what Ethos means. It is a community. And so I realized, so I love, and Kim, as you, we love elite. We love luxury. We love that type of high level. And I also realized that, and God told me, your woman is the high caliber, high functioning, high level woman. And I'm telling you,
it
was like when I operated in obedience and I moved, he would tell me something. I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I would just do it. I mean, I had a number because we are in a, we are operating at a, in a very intimate environment. I just was invite only. This time was invite only. And I said, I'm going to have 20 women. So you know what? We had 19.
I know, that's right. Listen, he was close.
And yes, and so it was just operating, and God was just making it so easy. I was speaking to women, and they were like, yes, I'm there. So Ethos is an invite only, or it will remain invite only, or it will be a recommendation-based elite women business retreat, because this is what I know. When we come together in a space to create more, we do it. That's what Ethos is. We're coming together in an ethos of moving business and opportunity forward. So these are women that can make the decisions. These are women that we can come together. What do you need? What do you need? Who do you need to know? Who do I know that you need to know? What do you need for your team? What are you looking to build now? What are you at? What table are you looking to be at? So that's what Ethos is. It is a place for us to have high-level conversations. So unfortunately for some people, and fortunately because this is my mantle, God is calling me to women who are established so that we can create more for other women. So we can lift up as we lead. And so we can pull out a chair for them at our table, or we can collaborate and create different tables together and pull out more chairs at that table. So Ethos is an elite business women's networking retreat, because these women, you, myself, and all of the other attendees, are very, we have families, we're busy, we operate in nonprofits, we do a lot of things, and we're not going to slow down. But what we are going to do is take a respite. And that's what Ethos is about. It's about giving you a respite, but also creating more ethoses as we leave the space to create more for others in our own communities when we go home.
I love it. Oh, wow, that is phenomenal.
Yes.
Do you hear me? I am
so
excited about this because, first of all, it's elite, okay? It is elite, and what a better way to start our fourth quarter in our business, right, with an elite experience. And and God is raising the bar. It's time. Like, you and I have been business owners, you know, for several years now. And it's time for us to elevate. We can't remain in that same position, or else we're not growing. We're not propelling forward.
Right.
So it's important that we
Kim.
Bring women with us that are also growing. And so I love the fact you also said not only is it for elite women, but for women who are established. So elite and established is how I look at Ethos.
Yes.
You see, E-E-E.
Yes.
Triple E,
yes,
honey.
I love it.
I'm just glad I got
it.
An invite to that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
and this is what it takes. We have to understand it's nothing, there is nothing against the person who is just starting out, but those
absolutely.
Who are established have more moving power. They have more transformation power. They can bring those who are starting out into the room. So we have to come together in an ethos, because where many are gathered, you create a force. There's a velocity in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will create a velocity that we can also create transformation, that we make room to bring those up with us. But we have to come together first and create the strategy to do so.
Absolutely. And that's what's so powerful about us uniting together, is the fact that all of the women that are coming together for a different purpose to form that body. I think of the body of Christ, how God has given us all different gifts and talents, you know, to work together as one. The left hand doesn't do everything the right hand does. But when you put them together, they can make some incredible miracles happen and manifestations happen. So speaking of miracles, I'd like for you, we've got about 10 minutes left here.
Okay.
I'd like for you to share three tips. Oh, wait, and I found your title. For those of the Brown Sugar Radio Loyal listeners, this is funny. So I had to dig it up because, girl, my brain was like, what was she? Okay. See what happens, girl, when your mindset coaches, you know, your mind, you start thinking about stuff. You were, drum roll please, right, women's leadership mentor. You remember that?
Wow.
So I had to go back to our old, I was like, let me put our old promos we would do for the mindset. Yes.
Wow.
Women's lead, and then H-E-R, you had in cap-ship.
Yep. So
and that,
that
was dope how you did that.
My organization. That is the name. That is what I'm filed with. Lead Her Ship is my organization.
I love it.
So
I love it.
So yes, but it just looks different. So we lead her ship in various ways.
Beautiful. I love it. All right. So back to the miracle mindset.
I was like, what
do we call it? I love it.
Yes.
So if you can provide three powerful tips.
Yes. You got it. So the first one I will say is that I had to, like, we hear it, but I had to really embrace it and honor it and walk in it, that God is my supplication. I really had to, you know, we hear it, God's your provider. God. I really had to say, yes, he is. And I had to believe that. I had to have faith in that. I mean, real faith. So don't just say it with your mouth. You have to say it with your heart. You must, like you say, hide the word in your heart. When you start to speak that in your heart, he shows up at such a greater level. So that was number one. The miracles, because the Bible says he operates in miracles and wonders. And you wondering why you're not seeing it, it's because you're not trusting him fully. You are still leaning to your own man powers, to thinking the job is your provider. Or yet you have to trust God. And I guarantee you, miracles will happen. Okay? That was number one. Number two, I started getting, I started understanding the word for myself. I started understanding there are so many technologies in the word with how to deal with certain situations in the realm of leadership that, and I started really doing, really standing on scriptures. So I really was standing on like Deuteronomy 7, 12, and 13. And it's really about how God loves me, blesses me, and multiplies me, you know? So I really started, that was number two, I started standing on scriptures. Like, I started just standing on them, having them in my phone more than before, reading them just at different times in the day, really standing on the promises. And, you know, and the final thing I started doing, let me tell you something. I'm just going to be very transparent. I had a huge tax bill. I mean huge from the IRS, okay? We're just not going to get into the number, but just trust me, it was big. I fought that thing for 18 months. And you know what I did? Anytime they sent me something back saying, you owe this, I said, I cancel that because in the name of Jesus, I don't owe anything. I could just cry. Let me tell you, when you see with your spiritual eyes, not your natural eyes, and you claim what is yours by your birthright, is his word cannot return void. Do you know I got a letter? I owed nothing, zero, from an over $30,000 tax bill that the IRS was trying to get. Me and my husband owed zero. Don't you tell me that God ain't in the miracle working business. Kim, you still there? Uh-oh. Did I lose you, Kim?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you now.
Yes,
yeah.
I was on mute, and I wonder. I was like, what? Oh, my God, you didn't hear nothing. Girl, I'm up here clapping and cheering. And you...
Yes.
Let me tell you, won't he do it? I'm telling you.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
So when you talk about
phenomenal
miracles, you have to believe that they're possible because what you believe, you build, and what you doubt,
you
delay.
You it was canceled in Jesus' mighty name. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, yes,
and,
Kim.
And that is something, so powerful that we often will listen to other people here. We would say they believe and they have faith. But when your back is against the wall or when your faith is
tested. My God.
But I'm going to tell you something. Faith not tested can't be trusted. So you
That's
were tested because God had to trust you. And there's things that we go through in life that God will test you on, like Job. People think, oh, God, you know, God forgot about Job, and he forsaked him, took his wife, took his kids, took his cattle. No, he was testing him to see just how faithful that he was. And the moment that God seen that he can be trusted, he gave him back double for his trouble. Come on now. So that's what happened with you.
That's Deuteronomy, multiplication.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I just was talking about multiplying blessings in the last call that I was in.
See?
He wants to multiply you. God takes pleasure in prospering you. He wants to see you do well. He wants to see you do exceedingly well. And he's here to multiply you. And that's what I love the most. He'll fund your dreams. He'll fund your aspirations. If you allow him to, and that was the first thing you said, is allowing God to be your resource.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, wait. I said that incorrectly. Allowing God to be your source. He is the source.
My source. Yes.
He's this source. Right. Yes. He's the pilot.
Yes. Yes.
Prominent message. I appreciate you, Queen. You are blessed. The Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners tonight. I know you have definitely received, you know, some golden nuggets tonight. I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight, Alicia. It really meant a lot to me and to girl, to have
you
here and just having them. Okay, wow. So before you leave out, share with my listeners how they can reach you or follow you or support you.
Okay. So as we said, we're in the process of hearing God's voice, right? So I am currently in my next iteration. So you're going to see different things coming from me. I'll say about October. So I'm in that transition stage right now, but you can find me at Alicia Houston on all platforms, AlyciaHuston. You can find me on IG, and you can find me on Facebook. And what it looks like today will not be what it looks like in about December or January.
Okay. Evolution, honey. She is evolving.
Yeah. I am aligning with what God has for me. Yes.
Oh, gosh. This is so beautiful.
Yes.
So beautiful. And so question, now, do you predominantly work with women or do you work with men and women? I have a question in the chat here.
Okay. So I do work with males also, but I need you to be of a certain mindset. So I worked with a gentleman who owned a computer technology company, and he was of a certain mindset. He was about empowering both women and men. You see what I'm saying? So I need you to have a mindset of just really uplifting all people, not just, oh, only men are capable. So and they still exist.
I need
you to have a mindset for all of us, that we're all going higher together. So, yes, I do work with both men and women.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so definitely I do hope that answers your question there in the chat. And thank you for joining us live here on Brown Sugar Radio, probably because I was saying lead her ship earlier. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, beautiful.
Like you said, remember, the business retreat is for women, but there is a certain level of different dimensions that women have to navigate in the business realm. So that's why my retreats are women only. But I work with both men and women in the space of development.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, thank you for joining us once again. Definitely, you know, you are always welcome back. I have enjoyed you. And so please make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you do take the time out to follow and support Alicia Huston. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out for this evening. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic night. Good night.
Good night.
All right.